in Perek Chavtet, when discussing the korbanot that the Kohanim bring as part of the miluim, in Perek Yudchet, we're told, V'hiktarte et kol ha'ayala mizbecha, olahu l'ashem, reach nichoach yishe l'ashem hu. Reach nichoach. What does it mean that the korbanot are a pleasant smell? Rashi has a very profound comment here. Reach nichoach, nachat ruach lefanai. The reach nichoach is, of course, not the smell of the cooking meat, but the nachat ruach that Hashem gets from the korban being offered. And then Rashi adds three words, she'amarti v'nasa ritzoni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nachat ruach comes from the fact that we are fulfilling the will that He expresses to us. Rashi is consistent in explaining reach nichoach this way. If we look in Vayikra Perak Aleph Pasuk Tet, first time it appears in Sefer Vayikra, Rashi explains it using the exact same six words. Once a person realizes that the significance of the korbanot are in the nachat ruach they generate, we realize that it's really just a means to an end, and the end is the goal, and there can be other means as well. And this is how Rashi formulates the same idea on the last sugya in Menachot of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, where on the word lirtzonchem tizbchu, that the korbanos are brought lirtzonchem, the Gemara says, "Lo amarti alechem zivchu, kedei shetomer asa ritzono v'yasa ritzoni." I don't tell you to bring korbanos so that you'll think you're doing what I want and I'll do what you want. Lo lirtzoni atem zovchim. You're not doing it for me. Ela lirtzonchem atem zovchim. You're doing it for you. Shenemar lirtzonchem tizbchu. What does it mean that the korbanos are brought for us and not for Hashem? Rashi explains, "Letzorach atzmechem, for your own needs, lekayim mitzvotai, to fulfill my mitzvot, shetehe kapara lekem bekach, that there should be a kapara for you through this." The kapara is not through the korban as a korban. The kapara is through the fact that we are fulfilling Hashem's mitzvos. She'amarti v'nasa ritzoni, which as mentioned really refers to the broader idea of the kiyum of the ratzon Hashem. This explains why the Rambam, in his Pirush on Masechet Avot, on the famous Mishnah about how the world stands on three things, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilot Chasadim, the Rambam talks about each of these as being models of a broader category. Torah is a model of Chachma, Gemilut Chasadim is a model of Midos, and Karbanos are a model of Shmirat Mitzvahs HaTorah. And maybe Karbanos are a model because there's something that we wouldn't necessarily do on our own for ourselves. We're clearly doing it, the Shem Hashem. And this, I think, is what inspired the words of Rabbi Yochanan in Brachot Af Yud Zayin, that maybe is where Rashi got it from. Rabbi Yochanan, when he used to finish learning Sefer Iyov, he would say, "Sof Adam Lamut V'Sof Behema L'Shchita, Hakol L'Mita Heim Omdim." People die, animals are shechted, everything in this world is temporary and ends in death. So what is our meaning? Ashrei Misha Gadel B'Torah V'Amalo V'Torah V'Ose Nachas Ruach L'Yotzro. Happy is the one who is growing through Torah, involved in Torah, and giving satisfaction to his Creator. When a person realizes that the Reach Nichoach, the good smell, comes from fulfilling the will of God, that good smell is generated by the fulfillment of any mitzvot and the consistent, constant learning of Torah whenever possible as a person maximizes that learning. Maybe Rashi takes this idea of nachat ruach from that Gemara and realizes that it's really a way of understanding the pasuk in this week's parsha of the korban generating a reach nichoach. May we continue doing the things that generate this reach nichoach and make our Creator happy with us as we fulfill the reason for our creation.